Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have had a very stimulating show. I've actually really enjoyed today's show, the theme of which and the topic of which was Love Means Saying No. Originally, I got that title, stealing it from the love story line that was love means saying love means never having to say you're sorry, excuse me, which I think is a bunch of bunk. I don't even understand it. I thought it was a dumb movie and certainly a dumb line, but that's my movie review of the week. Love Story, dumb movie, lousy book, but it made a lot of money. So we did talk about love means saying no, and I was very clear. I want to reiterate that I am referring very much primarily to parenting. Husbands need to say yes a lot, and I believe wives should also, but parents probably no is a more valuable word than yes to your kids. They will learn more from it, and they will gain some skill in handling the no's that are going to come to them in their life regardless of how many yeses you give them early on. You can please like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where you will find like-minded moms and dads on Twitter. That's just A Dad's Point of View. It's the page. We have over 3,600 moms and dads from around the world, literally around the world. 20, 30 different countries are represented. I also have two article series that are appearing on the website BoomerTechTalk.com. Boomer, like baby boomer, tech, like technology, talk.com. One is called Boomer Parenting Tips, and the current one is about internet safety, which all parents are worried about, and I think I offer in that article some very basic tools and advice on protecting your kids on the internet. A recent movie out by David Schwimmer is called Trust, and it's all about where that can go quite wrong. So I would encourage you to read the Boomer Parenting Tips article on internet safety. I also have a series that is just for fun called The Evolution of Technology, and the fourth article in the series, written with Professor David E. Weber from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, a communications professor. The fourth in the series is all about film photography and darkrooms. So for those of you that still are attached to that 35mm film and have memories of your Instamatic and your Polaroids, you will certainly enjoy this particular walk down memory lane. My book, A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, will be coming out in the next few weeks. You can pre-order it now. And if you pre-order it now at brucesalen.com at the store, you will get a special edition poster that is limited, and you can have it in time for Father's Day. It is, ironically, a perfect gift for men and women, or frankly, any parent or anybody in a relationship, because I talk about all those sort of things. The Medveds, Michael Medved and his wife Diane, who's a psychologist and an author herself, they wrote the foreword, and they said the following about the book. A Dad's Point of View isn't only about parenthood. It's about the complex pieces that combine to form a complete life. It includes issues everyone recognizes, but not everyone discusses, though they should, like holidays, the role of faith, family dinners, guy friends, man-woman differences, and the big stuff, such as feelings of failure and the meaning of life. I even got a wonderful blurb from Marvel Comics' Stan Lee, and from my inspiration, Dennis Prager, he wrote as well, something that I am very proud of. So you can pre-order the book and get the special poster at brucesalen.com. Again, about saying no, I want to say that the following. Saying yes to all the things our children want is just enabling them not to grow up, not to take responsibility and learn independence and be happy. Happiness does not come from having things handed to you near as much as it does when you earn it yourself. Think about it. Think about your achievements in life. Remember all the way back to your school or college days. When you busted yourself studying for an exam or writing a school paper and you did well and got a good grade, how did you feel? If you cheated or you plagiarized it, was the feeling near as good? These are examples of saying no to yourself, as you hopefully learned from hearing it when you needed to from your own mom and dad. There's a huge difference between self-discipline and self-esteem. The latter has been completely subverted by our politically correct school system for the most part, while the former is not taught much at all in mainstream education. These are other reasons that mom and dad have to take the lead, in my opinion, in making self-discipline second nature to our boys and girls. And it only happens if you say no. We are nearly out of time. I do want to thank my support team. First, my wonderful producer and engineer who put together a fantastic Father's Day special, which will be airing just prior to Father's Day. That is Richard Dugan. And secondly, my cheerleader in chief, as we dub him, Les Carroll, who is the station manager at KZSB AM 1290, which is my home station. Again, questions of any nature are encouraged for each show. You can write at me at bruce@brucesalin.com. I want to thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now. What?